Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Charleston was the host of the annual fall meeting of the Republican Ag Commissioners Committee last week. Let's talk a little bit about what the purpose is and what y'all talked about.
Well, you're right. People always enjoy coming to Charleston, as this group did from all over the country. Didn't have any folks from the far west, but the RACC is a caucus of Republican Ag Commissioners, both elected and appointed, so it's not just those of us elected, but it's really to talk about our roles as state agriculture commissioners and to help elect people who have a business approach to the job of being commissioner. And the Republican caucus sort of grew out of a common interest by those of us in office to ensure that as people were replaced with retirements or whatnot, that we had good candidates and folks who could carry the message for agriculture, no matter what state they're in.
As you and I both know, animal welfare has become a real hot topic here the last couple of years. I understand that you moderated a panel on that very subject.
Well, we had a number of panels, and you're right. I guess they figured since I had been herding cows and cats, I think, most of my life, that I was the logical person to lead animal welfare. And you're right. We talked about cases such as the episode in North Carolina on the dairy farm, where it was really sabotage, fraud, whatever terms are best to be used by some of the animal rights people to basically entrap a operator into making the worst appearance possible for a family farm. Last week, we were talking about just how this effort by anti-animal agriculture groups across the country has got to be dealt with. What type of message do you tell people about those of us who are involved in animal agriculture? So a very timely subject, along with the others of immigration and water use and sustainability. But nevertheless, this animal welfare group and that subject is something that's got to have the attention.
Something else that we've been hearing a lot about really since the middle of the summer with the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule is government overreach.
Yeah. If you had to say what's the common theme of all of the discussion that we had last week and that we have at our nationwide meetings, it is just, what are we going to do about federal regulatory overreach coming out of Washington? I call them the three-letter agencies that make us use four-letter words, and some of them have not ever seen a regulation they didn't like. And what I feel my job is as Commissioner of Agriculture and my counterparts as well is to be a line of defense between this regulatory environment that seems to be ever-increasing and those who are engaged in producing food or fiber, whether it's animal agriculture or not, on the farms across South Carolina and across America. Somebody's got to stand up and say, let's have some common sense in these regulations.
Well, it's good to know that there is a group of people that are working towards that end.
Well, you're right. It takes folks to get around a table, compare what's going on in one state or the other, find what the common challenges are, and we feel we're better enabled and empowered to do our jobs if we're all on the same page. And that is the purpose of last week's meetings or the meetings that we have to discuss topics like animal welfare, water, you name it, just on behalf of those of us in agriculture.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.